What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. And a reminder, the 800 number is not working. And if you want to call into the show, the number to call is area code 512-716-1523. And we'll get you on the air as quickly as we can because we know that this is a long-distance call for you. Now, we're talking about what's going on over in Ukraine. There's a major military escalation going on there. On August 11th, President Poroshenko ordered all military units on the borders with Crimea and at the contact line in Donbas to be at the highest level of combat readiness. On August 12th, there were reports that Ukrainian armed forces were forming shock troops at the borders with the Donbass People's Republics and Crimea. They're bringing in this incredible concentration of troops, self-propelled artillery platforms, main battle tanks, BM-21 Grads, and infantry combat vehicles. All of this in violation of the so-called ceasefire, where people were supposed to pull all that stuff back. Why are they doing this? Well, the propaganda is, we know Russia's about to invade. There's going to be a full-scale Russian invasion. Don't forget, Ukraine has already been caught attempting to get saboteurs into Crimea to basically cripple important military infrastructure ahead of an invasion. So how are they going to convince us that Russia is the one who's starting this new war? Well, I'd like to remind you all of this story that came on out right after the coup d'etat in Kiev and the installation of the U.S.-backed junta. And back then they were saying, Russia's inside Ukraine, Russia's in Crimea, and this and that. They had all the phony pictures. And there was a report that the government of Ukraine, the junta, who didn't really have the money for such things, had gone out to another country and bought these old surplus Russian tanks that were basically considered scrap metal at best. They're not really good for combat, but they are great for a new paint job to fake an invasion coming from Russia. And we need to be aware of that. With Hillary imploding and Donald Trump clearly on the ascendancy, the war hawks' only chance to get World War III going is to start it before Donald Trump can get into the White House and call it off. And I think that's what they're getting ready to do. They're pushing as hard as they can in Ukraine. They're pushing as hard as they can over in the South China Sea. They think a war is going to fix all the problems with this country and make everything hunky-dory. Actually, what they think is going to go on is they're going to get a war going, and we, the American people, will obediently forget about all the corruption, all the abuse by the police, all the spying by the NSA. We're going to forget all about that, throw the flag a snappy salute, and fling what's left of our money and the lives of our children onto the designated enemy's bayonets. Because, hey, that's what worked the last two times. But I don't think it's going to work this time. Because we understand what's going on. These are wars of conquest by the United States to try and save itself from imminent economic collapse. So Poroshenko and the corporate media are out there, you know, it's an imminent Russian full-scale invasion. And Ukraine does have these old junker Soviet tanks that they could repaint and use to claim that the invasion was coming in from Russia. Remember what Hitler did at Gliwice? Poroshenko may be about ready to replay that one on the border with Crimea or the border with the Donbass. Now, we're getting a report that ISIS security chief was killed in Nineveh's Mosul city. So they're making strides against the U.S.-backed terrorist groups in Iraq as well. Turning over to Korea, things are getting really intense over there. South Korea has just held their biggest artillery drill ever. Live fire exercise, a lot of metal flying back and forth. North Korea has started, has resumed production of plutonium for nuclear weapons. The entire world has gone insane. The future of the human race is apparently in the hands of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And pretty much all of them, in my mind, deserve to be in straitjackets, with the exception of Putin and Trump. The U.S. has deployed, for the first time, all three of its strategic bombers for what's called an integrated mission in the Asia-Pacific region. They have sent the B-52, the B-1 Lancer, and the B-2 stealth bombers to Anderson Air Force Base in Guam. And they have taken off from the base for simultaneous deployment over the South China Sea. And these are serious, serious bombers. They're capable of launching cruise missiles and nukes. And people are starting to point out this incredible irony. Barack Obama has gone from winning the Nobel Peace Prize to the world's biggest arms dealer in 8 short years. And so far, they have generated $50 billion in arms sales, which is okay, but you can't run an entire nation's economy on just $50 billion worth of arms sales, especially as more and more people are starting to turn away from the American weapons, unless they're constrained by treaty obligations or they're getting bribes under the table, because America's weapons are hideously expensive and they're not very good. Now, we're getting our latest booga booga coming on out. This was being reported over in DNAIndia.com on how Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza, who is described as the crown prince of terror, is asking his al-Qaeda supporters to carry out lone wolf terror attacks in the U.S. and countries that are U.S. allies, blah, 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 blah. And you get on down to the article and you see this comment about how al-Qaeda is trying to revive the brand of bin Laden. Where's this all coming from? Site Intelligence Group and Rita Katz. And at this point, we can stop reading because it's Site Intelligence and Rita Katz that's trying to revive the brand of al-Qaeda to wag at us. The terrorists are back. Be afraid. Remember when the U.S. was saying, we're defeating ISIS, we're defeating, it's almost over here. And now they've come out with this thing, well, CENTCOM was lying to you all. ISIS is back. They're worse than they were before. They're just trying to mount up that fear campaign. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Oh, this is Peter from Los Angeles. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry I'm calling back on the same day, but you mentioned the North Korean, the Korean artillery drill. And I spent some time over in Korea as a field grade army officer, and wanted to tell you that in 1995, I had a briefing from the me and a bunch of other guys from the head of the U.S. Army, and by the way, also the commander of all the U.N. troops, same hat. Saying that they suspected, even back then, that North Korea had 2 or 3 nukes, by the way. The other thing was they were configured, and remember, our military establishment was bigger in 95 than it is now, back then, the North Koreans were so heavy in artillery that if you would convert every single United States Army and Marine Corps unit into an artillery unit, we still wouldn't have as many tubes as the Koreans. Now, a lot of those are in range of Seoul. The long-range ones are in range of Seoul. And a lot of them are dug in. And just to give you an insight here, a lot of them are either fixed or towed, you know, like towed artillery pieces, not self-propelled. So they're configured mightily for the defense because you can't really advance with towed tubes. No. So it's always been a question really of North Korea being more afraid of South Korea and the United States invading them. That's been true for a long time.
Well, there's something you need to keep in mind, and most people are not aware of this. Technically, the Korean War never ended. They just sort of had this ceasefire. They drew this line and said, we're going to stay on your side. You're going to stay on your side. The war never officially ended. About 5 years ago, they were actually talking about formally ending the war and maybe reunifying the Koreas. And then, of course, the U.S. got in there and got them all riled up and fighting with each other one more time. As far as North Korea's nuclear weapons are concerned, I think we need to look at a possibility where they got those bombs and why they had them as early as you're saying. Remember, we have this nuclear power nation, Israel, which will not sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, will not allow IAEA inspections, and they're basically, it gives them a monopoly on black market nuclear weapons. We know that Israel was caught trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to the former government of South Africa. We know that Israel was involved with South Africa in a joint nuclear development program, was the Vela incident. Well, there's no reason to think that Israel isn't out there trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to other countries. And North Korea would be a very ready customer to buy one or two bombs. And I think somebody, when North Korea had that one underground nuclear test, somebody flew a spy plane over there and captured some of the radioactive debris and ran it through a mass spectrometer. And it seems to match what was captured from some of the Israeli nuclear tests.
You know, one thing that came to my mind, Mike, as you were talking, I know that you and I on the air talked about this maybe 10 years ago, when there was a murder ring in Southeast Asia that was run by Israelis who were murdering American and Canadian and New Zealand and Australian people for their passports. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
One of the guys was a real bad Israeli Mossad guy, and he, I wish I could remember his name, he fled, this guy fled to North Korea. Now, what is the relation between the Mossad and North Korea that they can, one of their hired killers, you know, can flee to North Korea whenever he feels like it? And I just remember, I think his name was Zev Barkan or something like that. Mm-hmm. Zev Barkan. But and later on, or maybe even was before that, he may have been one of the guys implicated by in the films of that hit that was in Dubai. Remember when the Israelis went in and killed those
guys? Yeah, that was such a sloppy job, yeah.
Yeah, but this guy, look up Zev Barkan, and the guy, the reports were that he fled to North Korea. So just to, you know, add a little something to that as well.
Yeah, but I mean, think of it from a purely business point of view. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and the IAEA are there to prevent countries from selling and exporting nuclear weapons. It basically gives Israel a global monopoly. To be able to sell clandestine nuclear weapons for whatever price they want, because there's nobody else out there. There's no competition. And given that we know for a fact, it's a documented fact, Israel was trying to sell nuclear weapons to the former government of South Africa, it's a legitimate question to ask. Who else has Israel sold nuclear weapons to?
Amen. Thanks, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, we've been talking about all these religious organizations in the United States of America that are having their annual conferences, and they're all passing these resolutions demanding that the U.S. government stop all aid to Israel until Israel ceases committing violations of international law with regard to the occupied territories, the latest one being the Evangelical Lutheran Church has just passed a resolution calling on the U.S. government to stop all funding for Israel. And there are now two separate lawsuits that have been filed against the United States government regarding financial support to Israel, which is violation of U.S. law, because Israel is in possession of nuclear weapons technology. The documentation about them selling one to South Africa, that's right there. That's governmental official documents. And it is against U.S. law, the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act. It's illegal for the U.S. government to take your money and give it to any nation in possession of nuclear weapons technology that refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and refuses IAEA inspections. And that's Israel. And these lawsuits are moving forward. And I'm sure that Israel's minions are trying to find some way to derail it, but they don't have a legal leg to stand on. The U.S. government is breaking U.S. government law to loot you and give the money to Israel. Now, speaking of money, getting into the economic news, in a summation, here's where we are right now. We're in the worst economic recovery since the Depression of the 1930s. In fact, it doesn't really look like we've got a recovery at all, despite constant corporate media assurances that everything is just fine. Salaries have fallen $17,000 short. 62% of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings. The freight index is down. The intermodal shipping is down. The dry bulk shipping index is at five-year lows. And those shipping indexes are a forerunner of what the economy is going to be doing. If customers aren't buying products, stores aren't ordering new products from manufacturers, manufacturers aren't ordering the raw materials to build new products, that's what's going on here right now. And this is now, at least according to our local shopping mall, the start of the Christmas shopping season, because the Christmas stuff is already up there. Isn't it wonderful? Now, if you've heard from the corporate media that our unemployment rate is 4.5%, which sounds good in an election year, it is a complete joke. And it's a complete lie. Because right now, the real numbers are that the unemployment among legal American citizens is 37.2%. That's the real unemployment rate. And that is worse than the Depression of the 1930s, which topped out at about 25, 26%. They're just lying to you to get you to go along. And at some point, I would like to see the American people stand up like that scene from the movie Network and shout, "I'm mad as heck. I'm not going to take it any longer." Maybe change it a little bit. Stand up and say, "You guys are full of crap. And I'm not going to listen to you anymore." And that's really what we need to be doing. Just stop listening. Stop paying attention to the government. Stop paying attention to the corporate media. Because everything coming out from the corporate media and the government is just more lies to try and keep you under their control. It's all about ruling, maintaining control, maintaining power. Now, over in Greece, there's a new development. The ex-speaker of Greece's parliament, Zoe Constantinopoulou, is founding a new political party whose major platform is to declare Greece's debt to be odious and therefore null and void. Now, odious debt is a recognized principle in international law. And basically what it means is when the government borrows money for things related to the citizenry, schools, hospitals, roads, and so forth, that's a legitimate debt, and the people are obligated to pay it. When the government is borrowing money to oppress the people, to carry out war, to give to other countries, to enrich themselves, that is odious debt, and the people of a country are not responsible for that. Now, almost half of Greece's debt was created out of thin air by this underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs. And that qualifies as odious debt. Of course, what we're hearing from Christine Lagarde is that debt is debt. Debt is sacrosanct. We don't care if it was created through fraud. You, the people of Greece, will work and give us your work product. You are our slaves. And so it's building to a head. And Greece might start thinking about getting out of the EU as well. Obamacare, despite the sky-high price increases that are about to hit, is in serious, serious trouble. Those health insurance companies that are still connected with Obamacare lost $2 billion so far this year. They can't sustain it any longer. They're all out there saying, "We need a taxpayer bailout. We need a taxpayer bailout." And the government's going to say, "Well, those Americans, they're generous. We'll just take more money from them and give it to this failure." Because when government messes up, they won't admit it. They'll just throw as much of your money as it takes to make it look like it's still running. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, from time to time, I'll always joke that when I die, I'm going to donate my body to science because even medical students can use a good laugh now and then. And it turns out it's becoming a very popular idea. Because as our economy continues to self-destruct, people just don't have money. And the cost of a funeral has always been incredibly high. And now we're basically starting to see more and more people are filing the paperwork to donate their bodies to science, to the point where there's now a glut. They're not even really sure what to do with them all that are coming in. So, it's another sign of just how bad the economy is. All righty, now then, down in Venezuela, things are really... It's a disaster down there. Venezuela has fallen victim to economic warfare waged by the United States. The U.S. has been trying to get into Venezuela, going all the way back to Hugo Chavez. They orchestrated a coup d'etat against him and actually got him out of office for a grand total of 8 days. And now Venezuela's in serious trouble. They're breaking into zoos and eating the animals. It's hard to find a dog or cat anymore. And crime is up. People are literally shooting each other over food supplies. And so Venezuela has declared an outright gun ban. And they're seizing guns. They made a big display of piling up a bunch of seized guns and crushing them in public. And what they're going to do, of course, is they're going to disarm the law-abiding people, and the criminals are still going to have their guns. And the sure and certain knowledge that when they kick down a door to raid somebody's pantry, nobody will be able to stop them. So it's going from bad to worse down there. Now, we have been talking about the deplorable treatment of our military by the U.S. government. And right now, military pay scales are so out of touch for the rank and file soldiers and sailors. Officers get good money. But for the ordinary soldiers, sailors, airmen, and the rest of it, it's not very good. And U.S. soldiers are literally having to rely on food stamps just to survive. And in just 1 year, active duty service members had to rely on $24 million worth of food stamps just to feed themselves and their families. And it's another reminder that the government that demands your military service and your loyalty and your obedience isn't very loyal in return. More and more people are still talking about this $6.5 trillion missing from the Defense Department. Now, one day before 9/11, Donald Trump got on up and said that the Pentagon had misplaced $3.5 trillion. And the airplane that crashed into the Pentagon flew around the Pentagon and came in to hit the offices where the auditors were trying to figure out where that money went. And, of course, the records were destroyed. Oh, golly gee, those awful terrorists, they destroyed the records where all this money went. And the problem has not gone away. It's grown. It's now $6.5 trillion. Has vanished into the Pentagon. Nobody knows where it went. Into officers' pockets. Maybe into an ultra black project of some kind. Nobody really knows. Nobody can account for it. And it's rather amazing how the corporate media just really isn't interested in this as a story. They've been obsessing about this scandal with the U.S. swim team down at the Olympics. I mean, they're just pounding on that one all day long. All day long indeed here. Okay, now, yet another scandal has hit the U.S. military. And as you may be aware, prison industries have become big business in the United States. We have a system where people are locked up in prisons that are basically factories and they're forced to work. One of these companies makes combat helmets for the U.S. military. And they just got busted because the helmets they're making are for the most part defective, degraded. Our kids are getting killed wearing these things. And the scandal gets worse from there. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And an alert listener called me on it. I did make a mistake when I was talking about the missing money from the Pentagon. The day before 9/11, it was Donald Rumsfeld who had said they were missing $3.5 trillion. He was defense secretary at the time. And apparently I slipped and said Donald Trump. Way too many Donalds for me to keep track of at this point. And I apologize for the slip up. And feel free to call me when I make a goof like that, because, you know, I'm old, I'm tired, whatever excuses you want here. But I did not have a brain short circuit. Okay. All right, so we're talking about this next scandal, and it has to do with the prison industrial complex here in the United States of America, where there are these private corrections corporations who will build prisons that are actually factories, and the local authorities will keep them filled with workers. It's literally in the contract. If they don't have enough prisoners in there, the state and county governments actually have to pay a penalty And so the police have yet another financial incentive to go on out there and arrest you for virtually nothing and get you in there. They pull you over for a traffic ticket. Say, do you know how to operate a forklift? We need one of those. You're busted. You're going away. So one of these companies is making helmets for the U.S. military. And they discovered the helmets are substandard. They're degraded. They don't really provide the degree of protection for our kids in combat that we would like them to see. And it was complicated by the fact that apparently some helmets were being made up to pass the inspections so that the rest could get shipped out. And these faulty helmets were made by Federal Prison Industries for both the Army and the Marine Corps. And there's another point I'd like to make here. We have a system of what amount to slave labor camps being used to make military supplies. Exactly what the Nazis were doing in their slave labor camps at places like Dachau and Auschwitz. And yes, the inmates are paid a little bit of money. And there's a store inside where they can spend it. And the Nazis did exactly the same thing. They even had brothels there. You were paid for your labor with this little camp script, and you could save up and you have some fun. They had a theater and the orchestra and everything, but it's still a slave labor camp. And we're doing exactly the same thing here in the United States of America. Okay, moving on here, and possibly in response to this scandal, the U.S. Department of Justice has announced it will no longer use private prisons to incarcerate federal prisoners. And basically it's saying these for-profit facilities are less safe and less effective in providing correctional services than those operated by the government. Well, the private prisons aren't interested in correction. They need people going out, committing crimes, and coming back in to keep those assembly lines running. Now, turning to the immigration crisis all over Europe, Angela Merkel is on the defensive. And she's responding to the skyrocketing incidents of terrorism in Germany since the open borders policy by saying, well, we've had terrorism all along, really. It was already here. It's just a coincidence that it's starting to escalate with the refugees coming in. But these terrorists, they were here long before the open door policy. They were just hidden. And she's just trying to make excuses to find some way to delink all these terror attacks from this flood of refugees who are coming in without any checks at all. Remember, 80% of those people coming into Germany have no paperwork at all. They just say, I've got a name, this is it, this is who I am. And there's a further problem brewing over there because the German asylum seekers are refusing work. Remember about a week ago, Merkel was literally asking German companies to pass over German workers and start giving jobs to the refugees. Well, the refugees are refusing to work, saying that their understanding is they are guests of Angela Merkel in Germany. And they're not supposed to work. They're supposed to be there getting free stuff because that's what they were promised in their home countries. Now, over in Austria, there's a presidential candidate and got a huge boost because of these 9 Iraqi refugees who were arrested for gang raping a 28-year-old German woman. And they're going to have their presidential elections this fall, same as the U.S. And this president candidate running on the anti-immigration platform is going to get a huge surge from this. Now let's talk about the Olympics, because this has just turned into a propaganda circus. Outside of the fencing, I haven't watched any of the events. And the big deal now is apparently members of the American swimming team, one of whom has won a gold medal, were apparently out celebrating and things kind of got a little out of control. And the story we're getting now is they went to a gas station. The restroom door appeared to be closed. And these four swimmers just basically broke the door down because they needed to get into the restroom, and it didn't matter if somebody was already there. Security guard comes on out, says, "What's going on here?" And they make up this story that they were victims of a robbery by men posing as police and saying that they were afraid they'd get in trouble if they reported it to the U.S. Olympic Committee. Now, I know what's going through their minds. They're out there having a wild time. They've won. One of them's won a gold medal. He's looking at all those future product endorsements, and they're about to go out the window. Actually, they already have. This is the end of any endorsement deals this guy's going to get. Doesn't matter, he's got a gold medal. It's a big, big stink. And the Rio police basically came back on in and said they can find no evidence whatsoever that anything happened. These guys just got wild, out of control. Caused damage to the gas station, and then tried to make up this story about being robbed to try and, you know, get out from it. And this is certainly a little more real than the allegations of doping that were being used to get the Russians out. But it's a big stink, and Fox News spent a huge amount of time on this story this morning. Now, over in the European Union, there's a huge stink going on there because Great Britain's athletes have just done a wonderful job at the Olympics. They've just dragged in a huge haul of these Olympic medals. And the European Union has basically removed the name Great Britain from the standings and instead said, "We're bundling all of the EU nations together. And we will present as the EU and its medals." And, of course, this has angered the British people even more because they feel they deserve their own place on the medal table. They've got 50 medals, including 19 golds. And they think they should be there. But everybody's playing politics with the Olympics, and that's not what the Olympics is supposed to be about. Meanwhile, we're seeing the media continuing to fan the flames of this U.S.-Russia war at the Olympics, and there's all this bias and hostility going on. Now, the other day, we were lambasting CNN down in Milwaukee because they had interviewed the sister of the young man who was shot, and she had come out with a comment to the effect, "Don't burn down our stuff. Burn down their stuff." And CNN decided to simply edit out the "burn down their stuff" comment and present it as the sister of the shooting victim calling for peace. Now, I can understand out of a sense of social responsibility not airing that segment at all, but CNN's first instinct was to edit it and change the meaning of what the woman was saying. And that's not news, that's propaganda. CNN got called on it, and they're out there saying, "Oh, it was a misunderstanding. We certainly didn't mean to present the sister exactly the opposite of what she was actually saying. We just had to, you know, edit for time and shorthand and all the rest of that." And it is complete nonsense. It's just, you know, more of the media. And it's not unintentional if you explicitly make false statements designed to mislead the public. That's the hallmark of unethical professional behavior. But then when you realize the corporate media is nothing but a bunch of prostitutes and correspondents whose job it is to sell you things on behalf of government and corporation, certainly makes sense that's what they're going to do. All right, let's talk about computers because things are getting really, really out of control. And you have got to really be proactive in protecting your privacy. You've got to be proactive in securing your computers. The cyber criminals and government spies are just running wild all over the internet. And somebody's declared open season on you, the law-abiding American citizen, to plunder you, to spy on you, to disinform you. Now, Cisco has basically come on out and confirmed one of the claims made in the shadow brokers leak. Now, for those of you who are coming a little late to this discussion, shadow brokers is the name of a group that claims to have penetrated the computers of another group called the Equation Group, which, according to Kaspersky, is actually a cybercrime arm of the National Security Agency. Shadow brokers copied off the entire collection of high-end, nation-state paid-for hacking tools, and they are auctioning them off online. So the NSA, far from making our IT infrastructure more secure, has now laid it wide open to every cyber criminal out there. And one of the things that came out of this shadow broker's dump was word that Cisco routers have been targeted by the NSA for years to open up their firewalls to government meddling. One of the reasons people buy a router, in addition to plugging multiple devices in, is because it adds another layer of security on top of the individual machines. And now Cisco is confirming that the NSA has basically created a system where they can blow right past the firewall. Now, there's a security company called FireEye, and they're going to come up a little bit later in the talking points. And they're warning there's a massive new ransomware campaign. It's called Loki, or Locky, and it is targeting U.S. and Japanese hospitals. And they're doing this because hospitals have no choice but to pay the ransom as quickly as possible, because otherwise they can't get at the records of their own patients and determine what treatments have already been applied, what medicines they've already had, what medicines they should have. People's lives are literally at risk from these ransomware attacks. Here in the United States of America, it was part of Obamacare that all medical records be computerized and available for surveying and approval, and if necessary, modification after the fact to protect the hospitals and doctors from malpractice lawsuits. But Locky is yet another ransomware. It will encrypt your files in a way, and you have to pay ransoms, or you have to just cut your losses and reformat, reinstall the system, and restore your files from backups, which in the case of a hospital would take way, way too long. People would die. That's why they're targeting the hospitals. Now, we put up an article on some ways that you can try and keep Locky ransomware or any ransomware out of your system. And obviously, these writers of the ransomware, especially if they've gotten hold of these NSA hacking tools, are always modifying their tools to get around what you're doing. But there are some things you can do. You should have antivirus software. I recommend Kaspersky. There are free tools out there, Malwarebytes, Spybot Search and Destroy. Those last two are more about finding advertising malware, and they're not really antivirus. But you're being forced to buy computer security software. It's like the old mafia protection racket. You got to buy some protection for your computer or something bad going to happen to you. What's going on there? If you are on any computer that uses Microsoft Office, which is available both for Windows and for Mac, the very first thing you should do is disable macros. Because one of the ways Locky and other malware get sent around, in order to be able to infect machines regardless of the operating system, is they'll be hidden as macros in a document that you're mailed, and there'll be some kind of a teasing headline that says, order cancellation, or your account's overdrawn, click for details. And it'll open up the Word document, and it'll say something nonsensical. And meanwhile, the macro is running in the background, downloading and installing all kinds of nasty things. So you should, by default, have your macros turned off completely. Most people don't use them anyway, so you should turn those off. Now, normally, I am against the death penalty, but I keep thinking that if we were to grab just one of these cyber criminals and crucify them live on an internet streaming video feed, if they're healthy, it's going to take them at least a week to die. And that, I think, would make a large part of the problem go away. The nation-state actors, no, they're not going to be discouraged. I'm talking about these kids in their parents' basement who are now being approached to say, we're going to sell you the ransomware creating kit, and you give us 20% of your take. Those people, the dilettantes, the ones who want to be evil just a little bit, the script kiddies. I think a live crucifixion on TV of a cyber criminal might discourage them, and a big part of the problem would go away. And I got a lot of criticism for saying that, mostly from people who seem to be involved in the dark side of computer hacking. Meanwhile, another story is coming on out about this NSA hack. It may not, in fact, have been a hacking group on the outside. More when we come back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back into this, during the commercial break, Fox News was doing the story about the emergence of cyberbullies on social media, and these are very bad behaving people, and really there needs to be some control. Fox News is apparently unaware that most of the really nasty people who are online are actually paid to be there. Remember, Hillary Clinton's campaign has this one PAC, Correcting the Record. It's run by the guy who destroyed Anita Hill in order to get Clarence Thomas onto the Supreme Court. And these people out there hurling names and, oh, you hate women and you're be racist and everything, they're paid to be there. And it's not just the PACs. If you go to the website of any major public relations firm like Hill and Knowlton, they openly advertise that for a fee, they will plant people on discussion boards all over the net to push an agenda or to try and just disrupt the discussion. And let's not forget the megaphonies. This is a system that organizes Israeli supporters. They have a little icon on their desk. And when they see somebody saying something critical about Israel, oh, Rivero's talking about Israel again, they'll type it in and it pops up on every other computer where they have the megaphone icon running, and they all know to rush over and just, you know, jump on whoever, scream, you know, you're an anti-Semite, you're an anti-Semite, you're an anti-Semite. Shilling the internet is big business right now, and I think Fox News has apparently missed that. Now, we're getting on back to this recent hack of the Equation Group, which Kaspersky has identified as actually being part of the National Security Agency. Now, Equation Group are hackers. They have done bad things. So a former NSA employee, actually more than one, has come on out saying that this data dump from Equation Group may not have been an outside hack, that they may be dealing with a Snowden Jr., another insider who is just disgusted and fed up with the reality of what the NSA has been doing. And I imagine there's a lot of people in many parts of the government who are lured into government because they're told, we're going to make sure the mines are safe. We're going to make sure the offshore drilling platforms are properly maintained. We're going to protect investors from Wall Street abuse. And then they get on in the inside and they see that they've gone through the looking glass. And it's not really that way at all. And they'll stay silent because they're paid very, very well compared to the private sector. But I imagine a lot of them are getting fed up. And I think we're going to start seeing more and more of these leaks. I remember Julian Assange implied Seth Rich leaked those DNC emails to WikiLeaks. It wasn't a Russian hack. It was a leak. That's got to be making all the corrupt people in government very, very nervous. They can't even trust their own staffs anymore. And I imagine they're spying on their own staffs now. We'll be right back after station identification.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1 877 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.